If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather, they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. By now you've probably figured out that this edition of Queer Music Heritage is going to be a little different. Like all my shows, it's still devoted to the music of our culture, but on tonight's show, I'll be playing some very unusual selections. I'd kind of be surprised if you've heard of more than one or two of these songs before. I'm calling this my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. And a lot of these recordings just would not have fit on my other shows, like the opening number. It's a strange sort of spoken word song narrated by Bert Topper. The track is called The Gay Teenager, and it appeared on a soundtrack from 1967 from a very obscure movie that had two titles, Teenage Rebellion and Mondo Tino. I've never seen it, but it's been described as a pseudo-documentary portrait of Hollywood's Sunset Strip, with commentary on the clubs, drugs, and other vices present. Okay, if you're looking for continuity from song to song on this show, well, you've caught the wrong edition of QMH, as tonight's selections will careen all over the map. A good example is this next song, and it's dedicated to Jimmy Carper, who produces the show After Hours on KPFT. I heard it first on his show, and he got me started doing radio, so blame him. The song is from 1957. It's by Billy DeVroe and the De Villiers, and is called The Queer Policeman.
If you ever need a policeman, all you gotta do is holler. They're always there, right on the job. For instance, here's the best one that money can buy.
Help! Please! Help! Help! Please! Please! Please!
Someone call a policeman. I'm a real policeman. Oh, and I'd love to give you the third degree. While gazing at my sexy form, with rapture you'll be stricken. Take one look at me, fellows. In me you'll find some chicken. A ruffian wants to fight me. I gave him one cold gaze. And as I rudely mussed his hair, I says to him, I says, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant she'll serve tea. Now stop that tittering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man. Cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. Oh, you're a large one, you are. You know, while walking down the street one day with my girlfriend by my side, she said, look at that horrible fist fight. I think I'll run and hide. But instead of feigning, as you'd suppose, my smelling salts I drew, and dashing mascara on my eyes, and to the fray I flew. So I says to him, you booger, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea. Now stop the snickering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man, cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. You know, while cruising in my squad car last night, I came upon two lovely boys parked in a car. I'll be damned, there they are. So I shined my flashlight in the car, and I says, okay, fellas, what's going on in there? One of the boys said, well, nothing, officer. We're just sitting here talking, just chewing the fat, you know. So I said, well, how long have you been parked here? He said, about an hour, sir. I said, you mean you've been parked here an hour and nothing has happened? He said, no, sir. I said, well, here, you get out and hold the flashlight. Let me in there. Well, I'll never forget my toughest arrest was a bartender, big and rough. He says I wasn't a policeman. I didn't look tough enough. But did I bawl him out something terrible? Right then I called his bluff. And fluttering my kerchief in his face, I said, I've had enough. Oh, I'm so mad I could spit. So I says to him, with authority in my voice, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Well, now, wait, hold everything, hold
everything.
What's
the matter with you?
You said three times, the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Certainly, I said it three times.
Now, you mean the sergeant, he'll serve tea. Mm-hmm. You don't know your English.
Well, you don't know my sergeant. Now stop that stickering, I insist, you horrid, hard man, because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. Whoops.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. I wouldn't go out with you. You said some things that just weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. See him coming, better head out on the double.
Hey, Lord, my boyfriend.
You've been spreading this filth that I was untrue.
Hey, Lord, my boyfriend.
So look out now, baby, because he's coming after you.
Hey, Lord, my boyfriend.
He knows what you've been trying. But soon we'll be K1. He's been gone for such a long time. But now he's back and things will be divine. You're gonna be sorry you were ever born. Because he's kind of big and he's magnificently strong. He knows I wasn't cheating. As a result, you're gonna take a beating. You're a big boy now, but he'll cut you down to size. I hate you! I hate you and all your despicable lives! My boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, Lord, my boyfriend's back.
So why don't you live like yesterday on your permanent vacation?
Hey, Lord, my boyfriend's back.
I can see him coming! So you really better get on your Adidas and start running. You're a big boy now, but it'll cut you down to size. Cause like me, he detests your guts and all your hateful lies. My boyfriend's back, there's gonna be such a lot of trouble. My boyfriend's back, yeah. My boyfriend's back, yeah. My boyfriend's back, yeah. God, I hate you. I hate you. You know how much I hate you? Yes, you're disgusting. Oh, God, here he comes now. Hi. Well, come quickly. I'm thrilled. Here he is. Can you believe this now? It's good to feel like a human being again.
I followed Billy Devereaux by an act called the BJs. I have a hunch where they got their name, but won't speculate further. Their 45 came out in 1980, and of course the song they mangled was the girl group classic My Boyfriend's Bag, originally done by the Angels in 1965. Also from the mid-60s are these two songs, and they are both very obscure, unreleased demos. The first one is sung by Roger Cook. He and his songwriting partner, Roger Grenaway, were from England and were fairly successful in the late 60s and early 70s. One of their most well-known songs was turned into this commercial that you should recognize.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow-white turtle doves.
In those days, it was common for songwriters to record their own songs as demos, used to try to interest producers in recording the songs. So the gender of the singer on the demo really didn't matter. In England in the 60s, there was a potato chip product called Golden Wonder Crisps, and their TV ad featured a superhero-type kid called Golden Wonder Boy. This song was made for the ad campaign, but it's not known if it was ever used. So here's Roger Cook on lead with his writing partner Roger Greenaway singing Golden Wonder Boy. It would be followed by a mystery song.
When I go to sleep,
thank you.
Victor Golden Wonder Boy was a demo called I'll Make Him Mine. That's the mystery song. I got it on a tape in the 80s from a collector friend of mine in London. Many hardcore collectors have tried to uncover who the writer or singer is on the song, or anything more about it, with no success. All I know is it sure would have been great in the 60s to have heard a song like that on the radio. Next up are a series of gay-related recordings involving the movies. I say recordings rather than songs because they are movie ads that were issued to radio stations to play as commercials. They are all 7-inch and 12-inch vinyl pressings and are quite rare. I'll start with the oldest one from 1968 for the Rod Steiger movie The Sergeant, about a homosexual army sergeant and his desire for a handsome private. And it's followed by ads for The Staircase from 1969. That movie starred Rex Harrison and Richard Burton, and mainly went for the shock value of seeing those stars pretending to be two very stereotypical pathetic old queens. You'll hear three short ads for that one.
Just one weakness.
The Army was proud of Master Sergeant Albert Callan. He had won the Distinguished Service Cross. He was put in charge of a company of men. He was a good soldier. In battle, the sergeant had killed without feeling. Now, alone with the young soldier, he felt warmth and tenderness, and he was afraid. The Sergeant is Academy Award winner Rod Steiger in his most explosive role. The Sergeant, from Warner Brothers 7 Arts in Technicolor, rated R, restricted. Persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian.
Just one weakness. Just one.
Guess what Richard Burton and Rex Harrison play?
Well, whatever it is, they don't play it straight.
Staircase, in color from 20th Century Fox.
Richard Burton and Rex Harrison play what?
I must find myself.
But that's a no-no.
Staircase, in color from 20th Century Fox.
Rex Harrison and Richard Burton play what?
I must find myself.
Staircase, in color from 20th Century Fox.
It's kind of amazing in this world of Will and Grace to remember how closeted the ads for movies like these were, and how they try to rely on titillation. Here are a couple more. The first one is for the lesbian-themed movie from 1968 called The Fox. It starred Sandy Dennis and Anne Haywood and had the typical ending in those days of death and betrayal.
Ten years ago, this motion picture could not possibly have been made. The Fox. The story of Ellen and Jill, and Paul, who came between them. 5 years ago, this motion picture still could not possibly have been conceived. The Fox. Two women alone, at the mercy of a wilderness, and each other. Even a year ago, The Fox could not have been made. Not quite this way. Now you can see D.H. Lawrence's The Fox, starring Sandy Dennis, Pierre Dulay, and Anne Haywood. From Claridge Pictures in color. The Fox, symbol of the male.
But the gay-related movies of that time were not all heavy-handed dramas. Some were pathetic comedies. This one is for a movie from 1970 I've always wanted to see, but I've never had the chance. It's called Some of My Best Friends Are. I've got the press kit for the movie, which, by the way, you can see on my website, and it describes the flick as a penetrating insight to the gay world. Well, I doubt it. I have the impression it was one of those laugh-at, not laugh-with movies. Some of the stars you might know were Fanny Flagg, Rue McClanahan, later from The Golden Girls, Sylvia Sims, and Carlton Carpenter. We'll come back and visit Carpenter again in a few minutes. But here are two radio movie ads for Some of My Best Friends Are.
You may not sympathize with the portrayals in Some of My Best Friends Are, but they are real. Portraits of men. Men maddened by forbidden desires for other men like them. Homosexuals.
I guess we have no other place.
Sensitive, provocative, climactic. Some of My Best Friends Are. Rated R. You say you would never try it? To endure the lonely, self-torturous life admitting some of my best friends are? But wouldn't you? Scott, the airline pilot. He didn't believe it either, that he would confess.
Walking a tightrope. Don't know which way I want to fall.
electrifying moments of men swept up in open sexual rebellion. Some of My Best Friends Are, rated R.
Gee, I still wish I could see that movie. My last movie ad is for the 1969 comedy, Gay Deceivers. This movie is actually not that bad, and has even been released on DVD. The plot is, two straight boys pretending to be a gay couple in order to beat the draft and stay out of the army. Female impersonator Michael Greer plays the very campy gay landlord where they set up their fake housekeeping. You can also see the press kit for this film at my website. For this movie, there was even a tie-in recording, a 45 RPM record called Gay Deceivers, sung by one of the actors, Kevin Coghlan. You hear the movie ad first, and then the song.
They had to keep their hands off girls in order to keep the Army's hands off them. That's the storyline of the darndest, gayest, funniest fairy tale you've ever seen on the motion picture screen. That's the Gay Deceivers in absolutely divine color. The Gay Deceivers stars Kevin Coghlan, Larry Casey, and Brooke Bundy, and introduces the sensational find of the year, Michael Greer. Now, you see, the Gay Deceivers is all about... What? Well, we can't exactly tell you the storyline because it's not for Mom and Dad and the apple pie crowd. But for you groovy cats, it's out of sight. So, is he or isn't he? Only his draft board and his girlfriend know for sure. You won't want to miss the comedy show of many a year, The Gay Deceivers. What kind of a movie is this?
Save my hide from Uncle Sam taking me for a ride. Gay deceivers making all me believers. I take a chance with a song and dance, and if that doesn't work, I'll have to wear me pants. The army needs you, said the letter inside. Report on Sunday, you've got no place to hide. Ha, they've got the FBI, 1 point for their side. I gotta get out, I gotta get out. Gay deceivers making all me believers. I gotta try to save my hide from Uncle Sam taking me for a ride. Gay deceivers making all me believers. I gotta try to use my wit. How else you gonna win when you're physically fit? Deceivers making all me believers. I'll take a chance with a song and dance, and if that doesn't work, I'll have to wear pink pants. Gay deceivers making all me believers. 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 Gay deceivers making all me believers.
I wanted to come back to Carlton Carpenter, one of the stars of the movie Some of My Best Friends Are, because he was a fairly openly gay actor for those times. He was in many Broadway musicals and several movies in the 50s. His big claim to fame is a duet he did with Debbie Reynolds in a movie from 1950 called 2 Weeks in Love. The song from the movie was a smash hit, and I guess it tells us something about the tastes of those times. Here are Carlton Carpenter and Debbie Reynolds singing Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Mostly it's Debbie who does the singing, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it because that's probably all you can stand.
Them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba dabba 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 said the chimpy to the monk. Abba dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away. All day
and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Carlton Carpenter is still alive and is 77, and I've read that in recent years he's been doing local theater. On to an actor who's lately been in the news again because he finally came out of the closet. At age 69, Richard Chamberlain decided it was time, or maybe it was just in time, to help sell his new book. In the 60s, he was a TV star on the show Dr. Kildare, and like many TV idols of the day, released records, whether they could really sing or not. He managed to get 4 top 20 hits out of it, including his biggest hit, the theme from Dr. Kildare, also called 3 Stars Will Shine Tonight. It made it to number 10 on the Billboard charts in 1962.
3 stars will shine tonight. One for the lonely, that star will shine its light each time that someone sighs. 3 stars for all to see, one for young lovers. That star was made to be the sparkle in their eyes. And for the third star, only one reason, a star you can wish on to make dreams come true. High in the sky above, 3 stars are shining. That star of love will shine down on you. And for the third star, only one reason, a star you can wish on to make dreams come true. High in the sky above, 3 stars are shining. I hope that star shine down on you.
Next up are 2 folk songs, one from 1997 and one from about 60 years earlier. We'll start first with the one from 1936. I consider it one of those songs that are accidentally gay. It's a recording of an old folk traditional song and sounds gay because males are singing it. It's done by Bill and Charlie Monroe, the Monroe Brothers. By the early 40s, they split up as an act, and Bill Monroe eventually became known as the father of bluegrass music. But here are the Monroe Brothers doing Where Is My Sailor Boy? And it'll be followed by a folk song where I don't think it was accidental that it comes across as gay.
Where is my sailor boy? Oh, where is my sailor boy? He sleeps in the bottom of the deep blue sea and can't come back to me. I stand on the beach alone and gaze at the misty blue deep sea. you hold him to your breast? Does he mention my name to you? Oh, what does the deep sea say? Oh, what does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, oh, it splashes and foams and rolls on its weary way. A beautiful rose one day I placed on the crest of a wave. I said, take it, please, and let it settle foam above its watery grave. The driftwood I watch in vain, my rose ne'er came back again. The waves take another message to my love, saying, I'll meet him above. Oh, what does the deep sea say? Oh, what does the deep sea say? It guards and holds two lovers and sleeps and rolls on its weary way.
Would have been better for us both had we never in this wide wicked world ever met. For pleasures have we both seen together, and I am sure love will never forget. I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. And I'm thinking tonight of him only, and I wonder if he ever thinks of me. Tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. And I'm thinking tonight of him only, and I wonder if he ever thinks of me.
After the Monroe Brothers, you heard Paul Warren from his CD, How Can I Keep From Singing, from 1997. He sang the Carter Family song, I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes. And this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings, and listen to the show anytime. I started that little break with a theme from Masterpiece Theater. I always wanted to do that. And this next song could hardly be further away from the dignity of that piece. The artist goes by the name of Indigo Etheridge. Get it? And the song is called Monogamous Slut.
I want a girl who likes to play dirty games. She begs me to spank her and call her filthy names. And when she gets tired, I let her have a turn on me. She teases me with her peekaboo crotch, 'cause she's got me all tied up. Monogamous slut. Oh, I want one for myself. Monogamous slut. And there will be nobody else. Monogamous slut. Oh, I want to find monogamous slut. You see, I got love, and it's on my mind. Now, I don't know a lot, 'cause I never finished school. But one thing that I am sure about, I love a girl with tools. I don't need to look around to find romance with a point. Oh no, all I want is a flexible girl, one that comes with a pre-rolled joint. Monogamous slut. Let's pretend we're prison inmates and I'm raping you. I want her to play with my tits when I'm on the phone with my mom. And just when I think the magic's over, she screams, I'm strapping it on. Monogamous girl. Oh, I want one for myself. Monogamous girl. There will be nobody, nobody else. Monogamous girl.
Wasn't that refreshing? The CD is called Codependent Obsessive Love Ain't So Bad, So Leave the Window Open. As I said, for this album, the artist goes by Indigo Etheridge, but I've met her and know her real name is Julie Goldman, and as you might expect, her live act is lots of fun. She even has a video of that song. Now isn't that scary? Time for some more nonsense, a perfect example of the expression way too much spare time. I made this sound collage a few years ago. It's not exactly music, but I think you'd like it. See how many of the 52 clips you can identify.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Anything that happens in life can happen on the screen. Fantasies appear, colorful and queer.
Come, we are ready for the floor show.
Take off your clothes and come on in.
Hey, this promises to be fun.
I remember you being a lot bigger.
Hey, this is too small.
power. I'm too big.
Use the force, Luke.
We're going down, Captain.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Oh, come on, Wilbur, that's enough.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Okay, well, that's terrific.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Stand by for blow!
We can't do it. If we keep this speed, we'll blow up any minute now.
There's something screwy around here.
That's a pretty good trick, Doc. But can you do this?
I could do that. I could do that.
Lucy, I'm in the closet at home.
Maybe you just don't sleep with girls.
Oh, you don't.
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about girls, and I don't ever want to know.
It was all very queer. But queerer things were yet to come.
Prison on, here I come.
Thank you, come again.
And now for something completely different.
I'm digging your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so groovy.
I have misplaced my pants.
Naturally, you didn't know I was wearing my special Super Thermal B long underwear.
And what charming underclothes you both have.
What's the matter? Have you ever seen a man take off a dress before?
You've got to convince me that you know what this is all about, that you aren't just fiddling around hoping it'll all come out right in the end.
This isn't what you think.
No, we're just good friends.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
What a dumb thing to do. I'll bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I say whip it! Whip it good!
It's huge! It's giant! King size!
Not on your young, queer life.
They said it was big, but I didn't expect it to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
I know just what you're gonna say. You're looking for a husband.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
What do you say you and me go steady?
Well, I guess this is it, old pal.
It sure is. What?
The end.
Ooh.
Okay, but I get to be on top.
You have certainly confirmed my suspicions, Rock.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you.
Well, I guess he's had enough.
Good night, John Boy.
Okay, I got that out of my system. Now for another song I'm pretty sure you haven't heard. It's by an artist named Jim Collarin, and I met him last year in New York City at one of the Out Music open mics. Before he even finished this song, I was getting my business card out of my wallet to give to him. He later sent me this song on a demo CD, so this may be the radio premiere. It's called Love the Sinner.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. Curse the poison, bless the glass it's in. Love the criminal, hate the crime. I hear that all the time. I value kindness and honesty, aspire to live with some integrity, try and do whatever good I can. But there are those who say I'm wrong. They call me sinner, claim I don't belong, all because I fall in love with men. But it's a part of not chosen consciously. Still those who don't agree will condescend by saying love the sinner, hate the sin. Curse the poison, bless the glass it's in. Love the criminal, hate the crime. And piously they draw a line between what I may do and what I may be, when honestly it's all the same to me. And I remember seventh grade in school, somehow the point was made, even homosexuals are blessed. And I thought, oh, thank God, there is a way. Until the teacher then went on to say, long as what they feel stays unexpressed. She told us, here's the deal, their mortal souls will heal, as long as all their feelings are repressed. She taught us, love the sinner, hate the sin, curse the poison, bless the glass it's in. Love the criminal, hate his crimes. And she repeated several times, we don't hate the gays specifically, we don't hate what they've turned out to be, we just hate the things they do, you see. Funny, that still sounds like hate to me. Dear to me, admitted to me confidentially, she doesn't feel a guy like me is fit to be a father. And after thus insulting me, she said in fear or sympathy, can't we agree to disagree with each other? So hard to hear those words from your own mother. She quoted, love the sinner, hate the sin, curse the poison, bless the glass it's in, love the criminal, hate the crime. And then she told me one more time, honey, please don't take this personally. I don't hate what you've grown up to be, I just hate some things you do. Well, Jesus Christ, Mom, feels the same to me.
Again, that was Jim Colleran. I've got one more song for you to hear, but before I play it, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of all the quite unusual recordings I've played tonight. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. That'll be my special show on the Out Music Awards. I attended those awards in New York City earlier this month, and my next show will feature music by all the winners, with lots of interview quotes and extras thrown in. Since this is Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, I'm closing the show with a new gay pride anthem, and I happen to know both the writer and the singer. It's called Proud and Free, and was written by John Gilbert Levitt. John wrote another anthem that I love, simply called Pride, and I was delighted to have probably been the first to play it, way back in my first show in January of 2000. This time someone else is doing the singing, and he made a very good choice with the vocalist. It's sung by Dean McBride. Dean is quite an accomplished singer, whose three albums demonstrate his ability to go effortlessly from pop to cabaret to jazz. When I was in New York, I managed to get quotes from both of them talking about the song. First is the writer, John Gilbert Levitt. John, tell me about the writing of Proud and Free.
Proud and Free, well, as you know, I had had the single Pride that came out in 2000, relaying history, gay and lesbian history of the century, and it was interesting but a little impersonal in that sense. It was more like a history lesson, and I really wanted to write something anthemic and catchy and poppy, yet bringing people together, because especially in the last couple of years, I think we need to be brought together more. So I thought of Proud and Free because it kind of brought people together. I hope it brings people together, and it poses a few important questions about how we look at our community and where we want to go with this. I thought of how our community looks at each other, looks at ourselves. Do we judge ourselves by our looks or by our affiliations or what we do in our spare time or what our organizations or affiliations are? And that's why the first lines of the song, are we just dykes on bikes or muscle boys in rainbow flags and leather toys? Are we just symbols? Are we just representing things that society and commercial society see our community as? What we are we just marketing tools? Or should we really put our money where our mouth is and get to the polling booths and really make a statement?
When it came to the recording, you're not the singer this time. What happened?
No, I went with a real singer. I went with Dean McBride, who was a cabaret and pop performer in New York. He's got a very positive and addictive kind of musical personality. When he opens his mouth and sings, he really brings people together and he brings people in with him. And I thought there's no one better to sing a song like this than Dean McBride.
And I was also, at a different time, able to ask the singer, Dean McBride, about Proud and Free.
That was that's John Gilbert Levitt's song that he has played at open mics in New York a few times. And I just liked it. And I said, let's go and record it. So I went into the studio and recorded it. It's a nice song. It's a wordy song. It can be a little tricky to sing. But it basically says, are you gay for one day? Do you just have pride on Pride Day? Do you haul out the rainbow flags and the freedom rings and the triangles? And do you show your breasts, you know, on the dykes on bikes? And do you, you know, do you do all the stuff you're going to do when you're gay for a day? You know, or do you have pride every day? Are you doing the things in your life for yourself and for your community that make it possible for you to have pride every day of the year? It does it a lot more eloquently than, you know, my summing it up, but that's kind of the idea. And it's a challenge to all of us to have pride every day. However we do that, if it's actually building the road, or if it's just preserving the road, if it's taking care of the road, or if it's showing people the way, that we all have a role to play and it all matters.
So here's John Gilbert Levitt's new Pride song, as sung by Dean McBride. It's called Proud and Free.
Are we just dykes on bikes and muscle boys in freedom rings and leather toys? Are we just bears and twinks and butch and fam? Are they one of us or are we one of them? What do we see when we look in the mirror? Here's our cause getting lost. Is our goal getting clearer? Do we rock the boat or dance the night away? Does a sense of family come just once a year until the pride parade has disappeared? Do we feel a sense of what we're out here for when we put those pink triangles back in the drawer? What do we see when we look in the mirror? Is our cause getting lost? Is our goal getting clearer? Do we rock the boat or dance the night away? How does it feel to be proud and free for all to see? Or quietly saving the road we are paving to community, diversity,
what do we see? When we look in the mirror, is our cause getting lost? Is our goal getting clearer? Do we rock the boat?